Westbrook. Housed Again is the name of the song. We're Joe and Jana. It's Cat Country 107.3. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 15th day of October. Hope all is well with you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Global Hand Washing Day. For the love of God, if you don't wash your hands the other 364 days of the year, please do so today.
Just so you know, if I'm near you in the hallway and it's like a one-stall bathroom, I will stop and listen to see if you're, if the sink goes on. That's how much of a freak I am about you washing your hands when you go to the bathroom.
How much of a freak you are.
I said what I said.
You stand in the bathroom and listen to people?
Not like...
Apparently.
I'll listen close enough. Yeah, I'll listen close enough.
You said it.
I won't, like, stand right at the bathroom door, but, like, I'll, like...
Just gonna hang around
to
see.
You know, if I'm, like, in the kitchen here, we're close enough to, in earshot to the bathroom that I either will open the bathroom door, the weird bathroom that's in the kitchen, so I can hear, or, like, peek my head around the corner. Yeah.
All right, there you go.
You gotta wash your hands.
Learning too much about Jana this
week. What are we doing? About me! You people are the one not washing your hands.
You're the one who's wearing two bras, or you were the other day.
I'm wearing two today, too. There you go.
Today is also Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. You think you've got a lot of time, but one day you won't. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. Information was just released by police yesterday about a fatal car motorcycle crash in Galloway Township Friday night. The head-on crash on Route 9 resulted in the death of the motorcyclist, 31-year-old Kenneth Chevalette of Galloway Township.
A Pleasantville man has pled guilty to two counts of aggravated assault. 25-year-old Seth Carr will be sentenced in January. The first incident happened in April this year at a residence on Ridgewood Ave, where a victim alleged she was strangled and punched repeatedly to the point where Carr broke his hand. A month later, there was a second call. That time, the victim was hospitalized with bleeding to the brain and a broken sternum.
Ocean City Council member Keith Hartzell has proposed to exchange a downtown property he owns to fund a beachfront playground between 5th and 6th Streets, a few blocks away from the former Gillian's Wonderland Pier. The offer is to sell the property to the city for $800,000 with the understanding the money will be used to fund the playground.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, breezy, high of
6.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. That's Luke Combs. It's time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
We're talking about Reba McEntire this morning, who had a nice little full circle moment with Nick Jonas on The Voice. Nick's back, not as a rival coach, but as Team Reba's Battle Rounds advisor. Fun fact, they worked together 25 years ago in Annie Get Your Gun. Fans are obsessed with their throwback photo, calling it totally adorable and the cutest reunion ever. Of course, we've got that pic for you. Of course we do. It's up now at catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. The secret to a happy marriage? It might be as simple as coffee in bed. Miranda Lambert is giving major hard eyes to her husband, Brendan McLaughlin, saying their marriage works because of his honesty and his constant support. Yep, he even brings her coffee in bed every morning. I will be taking notes. Hashtag husband goals. Miranda's spilling the tea on married life on the farm right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
When did you say the picture of Reba McEntire and the Jonas kid was from? About 25 years ago?
25 years ago.
That was about the same time that the Jonas Brothers
were born.
Appeared in Atlantic City. They did a concert when the outlets opened in Atlantic City. 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Well, we Googled it. I was off a few years. The Jonas Brothers apparently played in Atlantic City when the Walk opened. That was 2007. I thought it was a lot earlier than that. But that's the year that the Walk opened in Atlantic City. The Outlets was called the Walk. Now what's it called? It's called
AXC1.
What?
Oh no, I'm thinking of the thing on the boardwalk. Never mind.
No.
Never mind.
It's called something else.
Tanger Outlets?
Tanger Outlets.
Tanger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was 2 years after the Jonas Brothers played that Luke Bryan. We did a thing with Luke Bryan at the Longhorn Steakhouse in Atlantic City, which was a part of the Walk there.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was opening up for, I think, Jason Aldean at the Trump Taj Mahal that week. And he came and did a little gig for us with about 10 people at the Longhorn. It's 20. Tomorrow we'll have $10,000 is the big prize. Yesterday, Jana, you were out and about, girls' night out at AMI in Egg Harbor Township.
And the girls showed up and showed out at AMI. We had such a blast. I have to tell you, one of my favorite parts about the night was just getting to chat with everybody who came to our table. It was packed all night long. And don't forget, if you did want to sign up for your free mammogram, you can still do so at AMI Radiology. You can check them out online. Also, go to any one of their locations through the month of October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We learned a lot. We had so much fun. Spa treatments. We had manicures. The food was delicious. And there were cosmos. So obviously it was a wonderful night. Thank you so much to Dr. Peggy and everyone, Carla, everybody at AMI for having us. It was such a blast.
All right. Today here in Cat Country, it's Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news.
We want to know about your good news, what good things are happening in your world. Share them with us at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and John. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discount happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Bob has sent us a joke on yours this morning. Bob lives in Dennis Township.
Bob, thank you,
Bob. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, from Bob, your Cat Country joke of the morning. 90-year-old man, he's 90 years old, goes to the doctor for his annual checkup. 15 minutes later, the doctor says, well, your health is good physically, but what about mentally? How is your connection with God? The old man says, well, me and God are tight. We're in a real good connection.
Oh, good.
He's even fixed my eyesight for me. Whenever I go to the bathroom to pee, the light turns on. And when I exit, the light turns off.
Wow.
The doctor astonished, calls his wife and says, madam, your husband's physical health is great. I'm calling as I'm surprised with his connection to God. Is it true that when he goes to the toilet to urinate, the light turns on, and when he exits, the light turns off? The wife says, stupid Robert, he's been peeing in the fridge again. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We've got a Good News Wednesday going on today. We want to know about your good news. Hit us up on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hit the message us button, or you can call us directly and tell us your good news at 609-383-1073. That's 609-383-1073. We've got Cash Cow today with $1,000 up for grabs. First chance to win that is at 8:20, brought to you by our friends at Bennett Chevy. Don't forget Cash Cow tomorrow, $10,000 prize.
Oh, yeah.
And some early morning trivia for you, Jana. You can't Google it.
Okay.
The United States have had six missions to the moon where men have actually walked on the moon. These were Apollo 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Sure.
12 people have walked on the moon.
Sure.
How many manned missions have there been to Mars? Not just the United States, but other countries. How many people have set foot on Mars?
None.
Very good.
I was going to say, pretty sure none.
7% of adults think we've already walked on Mars.
No.
Not yet. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we going?
To the Netherlands. A court has banned a mother from any contact with her daughter's school or teachers.
Why?
After mom complained a wee bit too much.
Oh,
In 1 year, the woman sent 50 emails and 20 letters to the school and showed up at least 9 times to visit and have a talk with administrators.
Well, squeaky wheel gets
it. Joe and Jana, good morning.
WPUR Atlantic City is Cat Country 107.3, a Town Square media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Good morning. We're 3 things you need to know this morning. Information was just released by police yesterday about a fatal car motorcycle crash in Galloway Township Friday night. The head-on crash on Route 9 resulted in the death of the motorcyclist, 31-year-old Kenneth Chevalette of Galloway Township.
A Pleasantville man has pled guilty to 2 counts of aggravated assault. 25-year-old Seth Carr will be sentenced in January. The first incident happened in April this year at a residence on Ridgewood Ave, where a victim alleged she was strangled and punched repeatedly to the point where Carr broke his hand. A month later, there was a second call. That time, the victim was hospitalized with bleeding to the brain and a broken sternum.
Ocean City Council member Keith Hartzell has proposed to exchange a downtown property he owns to fund a beachfront playground between 5th and 6th Streets, a few blocks away from the former Gillian's Wonderland Pier. The offer is to sell the property to the city for $800,000 with the understanding the money will be used to fund the playground.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, breezy, high of 60.
Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now. Happy birthday, Courtney Geisens of Dennisville. Courtney is 41.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Ryan's Passarella of Millville celebrates today. It's Nancy Ridgway's birthday. Nancy is from Atlantic City. Alicia Woodrow of KMA Courthouse is 44. Happy birthday, Walt Bells of Rio Grande. Happy birthday, Walt. That's it. We missed you. Happy Wendy as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Nancy Ridgway of Atlantic City.
Go, Nancy. Happy
Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. It's Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news today.
We would very much like to share your good news. What good things are happening in your world? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have a bunch on our app already. Susan from Folsom says, great news. Tax season is over again. 6-month extensions are due today and the last month has been brutal. I assume she's some sort of accountant or something.
I bet she is.
Yeah. Also from our app, Megan from Egg Harbor Township. I finally paid off my student loans. Only took me 18 years. And she says, in lots of tears.
That's amazing.
Congratulations, Megan.
Student loan debt free. Go, Megan. We go to Kim from Egg Harbor City. She said, I just folded all the laundry before it wrinkled. I think I achieved official adulthood status. There yeah, go, Kim. Go, Kim. And then we got Laura from Cape May. She said, my husband said we could get takeout tonight. Look at that, guys. Dreams really do come.
107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I have some good news.
Love it. What is it?
I saw a movie over the weekend. First time in like a year I've actually went to the movie theater and sat and watched the movie.
Did you sit in a recliner?
Yeah. I love those. I love that.
They're the best, aren't they?
And the movie was, interestingly enough, I didn't fall asleep. It was Roof Man. I don't know if you've heard of this movie.
No, I have not.
A guy likes to rob McDonald's by breaking in through the roof. It's apparently based on a true story, and it ends up living inside a Toys R Us store for a number of months.
Free rent, right?
Yeah. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jackson Dean, Heavens to Betsy. It's Good News Wednesday.
Good news, a little good news today.
We want to share your good news. Carolyn said no work today.
That works. That's great.
And we got a couple more on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Danielle from Summers Point, my boyfriend of 10 years, finally proposed.
Aww.
I was starting to think it would never happen. You know, you're not married yet.
Girl,
so
if you really want to get married, that's a long time to wait.
It hasn't happened yet, Danielle. I'm sorry to be the bear bad news just because he proposed.
He's so
It took
mean.
Him 10 years to propose. How long is it going to take him to marry you?
I don't know.
Tom from Mays Landing. My old Honda finally hit 300,000 miles.
Is that good news?
That's a lot.
But that's why a Honda, yeah.
He says it still starts every morning. She's basically family now. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Wednesday morning, Good News Wednesday. We're playing trivia for grabs today. 2 tickets to see Johnny Cash. Well, a tribute to Johnny Cash, the man in black. That's happening at Caesars Atlantic City Friday, October 24th. You got 2 tickets.
Nice, nice.
90% of women agree. They all agree this feature on a man is sexy.
Interesting.
You said beard.
I did say beard.
That's not it.
And you don't have that. Do you have this feature? Yes, no, low key, maybe a little.
I don't want to answer that yet.
Okay.
I don't want to answer it. I might give it away.
All right.
Large hands. No, that's not it.
That's not it.
90% of women say this feature on a man is sexy. Hi, Cat Country.
Eyes, is it their eyes?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Most men have eyes.
That's true. It's true.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer? Hello?
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 Hi, what's your answer?
Hello? His hands?
His hands. No, that's not it. Thank you. Most men have hands.
That's weird. That's a weird one. I gotta say.
90% of women agree this feature on a man is sexy. Yes,
I wouldn't be like, oh, did you see his hands?
I love a man with hands. I love a man with eyes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Their teeth.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Always good to find a man with teeth. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
A clutch in his chin.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's very specific.
Yes. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Yes, is it a mustache or a beard?
No, that's not it.
That was my guess.
Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
A good relationship with his mother.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
But love the thought.
90% of women agree this feature on a man is sexy.
Okay.
And it's something specific. It's not like right. eyes or hands.
I figured it was like
hi, Cat Country. What's
like
your answer?
That.
Is it their hair?
I'm going to give you one more guess. I'm going to say you need to narrow it a little bit.
Like their eyebrows or like their hair, how they wear it?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Especially if their eyebrows run into their hair. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Chiseled jawline.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hey, is it gray hair?
Yes, it is. You're a winner.
Awesome.
What's your name?
My name's Gina from Ann Arbor Township.
Gina, we have for you two tickets to see the Johnny Cash tribute at Caesars. Congratulations.
Congrats, Gina.
Thank you.
90% of women agree gray hair on a man is sexy. I have gray hair, don't I?
You have a little bit. You're not all gray by any means, but you're like salt and pepper, I'd say.
I'm at the sexiest ones to our winner. 90% of women say men with gray hair are sexy. We're going to play some bonus trivia, Jana. You ready?
Great. Sure.
We have four questions for you. If you can get three out of four right, okay. I'm going to give you odds here. If you can get three out of four right, I'm buying you lunch today.
Really?
If you miss three out of four, you have to buy me lunch.
Okay. So I miss three out of four.
So anywhere in between, there's no payoff. So I'm giving you odds here. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to play a double letter game. Your answer is going to have two words. Each word is going to start with the same letter.
Okay.
Like jumping jacks.
Right.
Both of them start with J.
Okay.
Are you ready? You have
yes.
four of these. Double letter answer.
Double letter answer.
A mischievous little boy who refuses to grow up.
Peter Pan.
Number two. That's correct, by the way. It's an upper Midwest professional baseball team. Major League Baseball team.
Upper Midwest?
Major League Baseball team.
Major League Baseball team. The...
You have 5 seconds. Three, two, one.
I don't know.
Answer was Chicago Cubs.
That's not even fair.
Why?
I don't even consider... I don't know why I didn't think of Chicago as the Midwest. I was like, the Rockies? No. No.
Rockies would be West.
I guess.
Number three. What you're not supposed to do with chips at a party.
What you're not supposed to do with chips at a party?
Yes.
Chomp. Crush. Crush. Crush chips. Crush.
Is that your final answer?
Something. No.
You have 5 seconds.
What you're not supposed to do with... Double dip.
Double dip is correct. All right, yeah. You're 2 for 3. One more.
Got it.
One more and I have to buy you lunch. That's the only thing left, right?
Okay.
When you laugh, you make this sound.
Ha-ha.
You've won.
Yeah!
Good things you need to know this morning. Information was just released by police yesterday about a fatal car motorcycle crash in Galloway Township Friday night. The head-on crash on Route 9 resulted in the death of the motorcyclist, 31-year-old Kenneth Chevalette of Galloway Township.
A Pleasantville man has pled guilty to 2 counts of aggravated assault. 25-year-old Seth Carr will be sentenced in January. The first incident happened in April this year at a residence on Ridgewood Ave, where a victim alleged she was strangled and punched repeatedly to the point where Carr broke his hand. A month later, there was a second call. That time, the victim was hospitalized with bleeding to the brain and a broken sternum.
Ocean City Council member Keith Hartzell has proposed to exchange a downtown property he owns to fund a beachfront playground between 5th and 6th Streets, a few blocks away from the former Gillian's Wonderland Pier. The offer is to sell the property to the city for $800,000 with the understanding the money will be used to fund the playground.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, breezy, high of 60.
Tree 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, the giant screaming skeleton at Home Depot scared me so bad, I jumped backwards and knocked over Santa and his reindeer.
Sorry, Santa. Yeah.
Number two, hobbies include people watching, eating snacks, and trying to figure out what's going on. That's me. Number three, you don't see many people wearing camouflage these days.
You really don't.
You know, they used to.
That's hysterical.
Number four, tired of my landlord depending on my rent. Bro, get a job.
Get a job, brother.
But Joe and John, these are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. Whatever I needed from Walmart was not worth Walmart. Catch me on 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash cow time. $1,000 up for grabs today. I mentioned this earlier. $1,000 would make a lot of a nice pile of cash for beer money, right? That would work. $1,000 up for grabs today on Cash Cow. Going to give you 10 different codes throughout the day. About 20 minutes past the hour from now through 5:20 p.m. When you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. Click on the button that says Win Cash. And type in the code. Cash Cow is brought to you by our friends at Bennett Chevy. Egg Harbor Township at BennettChevy.com. Here's your first Cash Cow code of the day. It's 775.
775. There it is.
775. Enter it on the Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Eric Church drinking my hand. You had a great time last night at AMI in Egg Harbor Township.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Girls' night out.
Girls' night out is where we
strippers,
were at.
Strippers, pillow fights.
No, we did have manicures and a couple other nice things. The Cosmos were delicious. I have to say, I had one of the best cannolis I've ever had in my life last night at Girls' Night Out at AMI. It was so
Atlantic
great.
Medical Imaging.
Atlantic Medical Imaging. We were celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so you could still sign up, by the way, to get your free
mammogram.
It's just
a big party.
It's a big party for the gals. Pink everywhere.
Did you guys like go into the x-ray machines and like x-ray body parts just to see what they look like? Joe and Jana, we were talking, you were at Girls Night Out at Atlantic Medical Imaging in Egg Harbor Township. By the way, it's a wonderful facility. I've gone there many times.
It was great.
They take care of you all the time. But you were talking about all the girls' night out activities. And I said, and I meant this, if they had a guys' night out, which they don't have.
They don't. So don't get it twisted.
Guys would figure out a way to get into the x-ray rooms and take an x-ray. And somebody would start with, they'd x-ray their arm. And then it would get to their leg. And then alcohol would come into the picture and.